Gedola Toira Shino Senes Chaim Leusehu Biolam Hazeh Ubiolam Haba. This is a very interesting Mishnah because it's basically all psukim. Torah is amazing because it gives life to those who do it. We're not talking about limudat Torah now. Now we're talking about living a life of Torah. To those who are oseha, it gives you life. Olam hazeh uba olam haba. So Torah is your ticket to the ultimate olam hazeh and olam haba. This is something we've spoken about before. You know, a lot of people like to speak about Torah, and they talk about everything it's going to get for you in olam haba. Everything's about, listen, it might be a major sacrifice right now, but your olam haba is going to be amazing. And why would you want like 70 years of fun, but then, you know, infinite years of misery? So, okay, so suffer for 70 years, and then you'll have an infinite olam haba. So, I don't know, maybe that was a good message 300 years ago in like backwards Shtetloch in Poland, where life was hard. They had, you know, to be a frum Jew was really a major, major sacrifice, and you were poor and you were downtrodden and you were persecuted. So maybe that message spoke to them more. But in our day and age, where Baruch Hashem, we're the beneficiaries of so much bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and relative affluence and relative prestige and relative lack of persecution. So now, I think there's a much different message. And the Mishnah here picks up on it, that it's Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The life of a Ben Torah, the life of a God-fearing Jew in this world is amazing. Forget about the next world. The next world, I'm sure, will be amazing. But now that we're right in the midst of the decadent Western culture, and we see that living a Torah lifestyle, we see what it does for family life, we see what it does for just living an honest life of integrity. It's just so much more of a, who looks at it as a sacrifice? And why am I sacrificing? Because I can't eat a cheeseburger? You know, Carlos and Gabby's is much tastier anyway than McDonald's. So, you know, what am I sacrificing at the end of the day? Like, I have to buy a lulav? Yeah, I'm having a lulav and having a geschmack meal in my sukkah, and everyone's sukkah hopping if you're like 5 years old. And we have relatives over. It's very right? What are the words of the song? It's geschmack to be a yid. No, isn't that? It's mefurish in a song. So the Mishnah here, the line of Olam Hazeh speaks to us very loudly, Baruch Hashem, in our very blessed day and age. So now we have a bunch of psukim, and they're famous psukim, so it's good to at least know what they mean. Ki chayim heim lemotza ehem ulechol b'saro marpe. Torah is life for one who finds the words of Torah. Right? Not everybody is zochet to find it. I'm sure everybody here has friends who they just never got with the program, and they're lost, and they're struggling, and they're not living a frum lifestyle, and they're not happy, and they don't really have a. If you don't have friends like that yet, you will. So for those who actually find it or zochet to find it, so it's tremendous chayim. Chayim heim lemotzehem. Ulechol b'saro marpe. And for their basar, it brings health and healing to their physical bodies, which could, again, either mean literally that it brings siyata d'shmaya and help, bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of health, but also it could mean that it puts us on a track to live an amazing life, you know, a physical amazing life. Like. So chayim heim lemotzaim v'chol b'saro marpe, and we should just note, as a famous drasha of Chazal, motzaim, motziim b'peh, to those who speak Torah out loud, and this is probably the Iker drasha that we quote when we speak about the value of when you learn, of vocalizing your learning, of saying it out loud. Okay, that's a Gemara in Erevin, and that's a famous drasha. Okay. V'omer, further pasuk. These are all from Mishlei, basically, these pasukim. A lot of the pasukim in Mishlei are the Torah speaking about itself or praising Torah from a third-party perspective. So the next pasuk says, Refuos tia lisharecha, It will bring health to your belly. Vishikoi la'atzmosecha. It'll give marrow to your bones. So here also, it sounds like we're speaking on a very physical level. The Torah is going to give you an amazing lifestyle, and it's going to give you a healthy lifestyle, and it's going to bring you health and bracha from Hashem. Again, whether it means health just in a regular teva sense, or if it means it's going to bring you health because Hashem's going to bless you. And it is a tree of life for those who hold on to Torah, and those who support Torah are very fortunate. This is, first of all, the pasuk that people quote when they're trying to raise money. Tomcheha, those who support Torah are going to be blessed. They're going to be mi'ushar. So that's one nekuda. Another nekuda here, in the Medrash Shmuel, which is a famous commentary on Pirkei Avos, so he says there are two types of people who are learning. There are those who are not so intelligent, but because they mamish pour everything into Torah, so machkim aspesi, Torah gives them intelligence and Torah develops their minds. So he says that's the Itzchaim Hila Machazikim, but meaning like you're holding on to it for dear life. That's your approach. That's how you're going to succeed. You mamish grab onto Torah with both hands. So for such a person, it's an Itzchaim. And for people who are already intelligent, and therefore they only need Tomcheha, they don't need Torah to turn them into intelligent person, because they're already intelligent. They have natural intelligence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So such people are mi'ushar. So different people interact with Torah in different ways, but everybody gains from their interaction with Torah. V'omer, ki liv yaschein heim l'roshecha, v'anakim l'gargarosecha. So Torah is going to be a liv yaschein, which is like a wreath, right? Like when you have your toga party, and you wear your toga, and then on your head, you wear that wreath. So that's libyas chen hi l'roshecha. So it's going to be an ornament for your head. We already quoted from the Rambam, that the Rambam says, the most elevated thing to do with your mind is to pursue wisdom. Because that's what's uniquely human, to be able to pursue complex, abstract wisdom. And the highest form of abstract wisdom is Torah. So you're going to get an ornament on your head, because it's sort of like getting a, right? If someone's a great pitcher, so you might give them an award that has like an arm on it. You know, it might be like, that might be the, someone's a great running back. So he's got the Heisman Trophy in the running image. So the ornament for your head is something that's celebrating your head. That's why a king wears a crown. Because the king is supposed to be super intelligent, and he's supposed to have vision and direction for the kingdom. So he wears a crown on his head. It's an ornament for the highest part of him, which is his brain. And anakim, which is the necklace, legargarosecha, for your neck. So in the Tiferes Yisrael, he says that Torah basically develops you in two ways. It gives you good information, and it also gives you good stuff to say over. You will be praised by people for what you think, and you'll be praised by people by what you say. So it's both an ornament for your head and for your neck. Again, these are just famous psukim. V'omer, titein l'rosh chaliv yaschein, ateres tferes timagneka. And this is also a similar idea. Some of the mafarshim try to explain what the difference is, what this pasuk adds. We'll leave it for now. But in the Tiferes Yisrael, he basically tries to go in the direction that word timagneka means to give over. It'll be given to you. So an ateres tferes, which is a keser, a crown, will be given to you. So it's going to be a wreath ornament for your head and a crown. So the Tiferes Yisrael, he says that Torah is going to take you another step up, meaning you're going to speak well, you're going to think well, and then there's above that, there's going to be a crown, which takes you even higher. And he speaks there, he has an interesting line here that's nogea to the machlokas, if a baal bechira is able to hurt another person, what about Tashkocha Pratis? So he says here that even if a Rashi uses his Bechira Chavshis to harm someone, Hashem will step in because of the Torah that you learned, and he'll come in and protect you. Meaning, theoretically, you are susceptible to damage from a Baal Bechira. But if you're a person who is Oseh Torah, Oseha, then Hashem steps in and he assists you. He says also about speech that it also takes your speech to another level. If a person is not naturally a great speaker, so if he really invests in Torah, Hashem will give him a siyata d'shmaya. Okay, keep going here. Omer kivi yirbu yamecha. This is Torah speaking. Through me, you will get many days. V'yosifu l'cha shnos chayim. And it'll add on to you shnos chayim. The Ramban quotes all these psukim like this as his raya that Klal Yisrael gets hanhogas hanes. That with Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't work al pi teva. There's this misconception that the Ramban, denies Teva because of what he writes at the end of Parshas Bo. But if you look at 100 other Rambans, he doesn't deny Teva. He 100% accepts that there's a system of Teva. And he thinks that Teva is the way that most of the world is run, and perhaps even many Jews. But if a person is mechasidov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he dedicates himself to Limud HaTorah, and Tasiyas HaMitzvos, and working on his Midos, and he turns himself into a real Ben Torah. So the Ramban writes that with such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it could be with all Jews, but certainly with such a person, it's a little unclear in a couple of different Rambans, but at least with such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Nisan. And one of his examples is the fact that Torah promises, es mispar yamecha amale. If you do Torah mitzvahs, I'll give you a long life. Now, don't ask me a kasha. You know a guy who was a big Talmid Chacham and he died when he was 40, lo aleinu. I don't know the answer to that question. But what I do know is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us in the Torah itself that if you do mitzvos, I will give you a long life. Also, we jarshin l'yom shkula oruch. It's referring to Olam Haba. But there are explicit psukim. Kivi yirbu yamecha v'yosifu l'cho shnos chayim. Pashtus of yosifu l'cho shnos chayim is in this world. And in fact, that's in the Farshim explained it here, because the Mishnah here is G'dola Torah Shinosen Eschayim Lo'usei Abolam Azeh Uba Olam Haba. So both. And the Ramban quotes that pasuk as Mispar Yamech Amalei. I believe it's that pasuk. He has other pasukim as well, that you see that if a person is dedicated to Torah mitzvahs, Hashem will let you live longer. I don't have an answer to people who died young. Maybe they were supposed to die even younger. I have no idea. But just because there's a kasha from a certain maisa doesn't mean that the yesod isn't correct. I just don't know the answer. But I trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if he tells me that if I learn Torah and I do mitzvah, so he's going to be marich yomov, it's going to be a bracha, and nasati gishmichem b'itam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what he promises us. The omer orech yomim b'mina b'smol osher b'chabot, this is a famous pasuk, b'mina, the Gemara darshins, l'mayminim ba. What does that mean? It means miloshen yamin. I don't think I pronounced it 100% correctly. But to those who go to the right, meaning mayaminim, meaning miloshen yamin, not with an aleph, not ma'aminim, mayaminim, to those who use their right foot, meaning they put all their effort into it. They do it for the right reasons, right tarte mashma. Okay, it goes to the right, but meaning for the right, for the correct reasons. As opposed to one who, right, because in general, we assume that to the right, if you get to a fork, you go to the right. Why? I don't know. But to the right is considered, right, whenever you're pone, you're supposed to be pone to the right. So that's to the right, that's the correct way to turn. As opposed to smola osher b'kavod, if you go to the left, which means you're doing it for osher and kavod, that's less ideal. So it's orech yamim b'mina. For those, that's a famous drasha on this pasuk. Orech yamim b'mina. But here it's just promising lots of more bounty and blessing for a person who learns Torah, who lives a life of Torah. And the last pasuk, two last pasukim, Yomer ki orech yamim ushnos chayim v'shalom yosifu lach. Here we're getting added not only long life, but shalom. Yomer and last pasuk, dirachecha darchei noam v'chol nesivos sel. Shalom, that the ways of Torah are pleasant and all of its nesivot are shalom. And we quoted in Bayit Cham the beautiful Ha'ara of the Malbim, where he interprets the word shalom miloshen shlemus, and he says, as he does in a couple of places, that a derech, right, like on the pasuk in Mishlei, bini al telech biderech itam umina raglecha minisivasam, something like that, that there's a difference between a derech and a nesiv. They both happen to be post-Israel programs. Derech is a program in Or Samech, and Nativ, as we know, Nativ. So, Derechel Derech Enom refers to the main path. The Derech is the main path, the main highway. And that is very pleasant. But, Kol Nesiv Osel Shalom, the true shlemus of a person comes from him finding his own personal Nativ, which is the private road that goes along with the main path. It's like the service road, but it's your path. That's what the Malbim says, that a person has to be on the main path with everybody else, but within the main path, he has to find his area of unique Avodas Hashem within the context of the general halacha, within the box. There's lots of room, and that's called Nesivo Seha Shalom. Okay.